рано стояла, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Один циган п'яне гуляє, один циган п'яне гуляє, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Циганку свою поглядає, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Ой, циганку, яке тебе горе, ой, циганку, яке тебе горе, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Синеє море, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Ой, на горі цигани стояли, ой, на горі цигани стояли, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Ой, на горі цигани стояли, ой, на горі цигани стояли, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода.
And from Winnipeg, Manitoba, a young group of musicians very aptly named Molodsi. That is from their second CD, Ukrainian Dance Melodies 2, and a song about a gypsy standing on a hill. Ой на горі цигани стояла. І таким живим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна Макварі дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McCorry, your host, and I'm delighted to have you with me once again. And if this is your first time tuning into the show, a very extra special warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Sylvia has a recipe with a Ukrainian twist for potato salad. Keith will be along with Ukraine News Outlook, and he's got stories about the fallout from the recent brawl in Ukraine's parliament, as well as speculation on the future of football in Ukraine. Irina Bell from the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa will be telling us about the Ukrainian roots of an American actress. And as well, we've got an interview in the second half of the program with the curator of the Karelic exhibit, which is currently running throughout the summer at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. As well, we've got our Proverb of the Week, other items of interest, and more great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a group from Edmonton by the name of Malenia from their most recent CD, Bratya, which means brothers, and a song about milk, Molika.
Гаврила, важкі часи не стали, здохла кобила, від кури позакали, але корова, почати чорнопрова, була ще здорова. Коло опори росла травичка, на мотузочку пасла стелічка, але корову, почати чорнопрову, пасла Марічка. Веснила ніч, ламила і догляда. Ай-гай-гай, мила, гай! slati u truhe, cilju šnuročok postav za nadoktuje. Kula telička, stisnja i nevadička, stala molodička. Zadubeš nebi, polo vodički, dognale tele, polo devički, ale korovu, počabe čodom progu, zapasna marička. Vestila ni žila bila i to ja dala.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Я люблю ті степи неозорі. Безмежна, ясна долина, де у росах купаються зорі, і пісні окриляє луна. Я люблю це розгорнуте небо, що хмарки голубині несе. Чекаю, шукаю щоночі у степу і в зеленім гаю твої ніжні усміхнені очі, я їх в зорях нічних пізнаю. Іди, пригорну, поцілую. Ідем разом по рідних степах, бо про тебе любов молодую кожен колос шепоче снопа. Я чекаю, шукаю щоночі у степу і в зеленім гаю. Пізнаю, підійди.
бістрою водою, і так собі цю пісню гомони. Бістра вода, візьми мене з собою, бо я не можу більш на світі жити. Бістра вода, візьми мене з собою, бо я не можу більш на світі жити. Скажи, скажи, чого б тя полюбила, скажи, чому повірила тобі. Якби не ти, сумна я б не ходила, якби не ти, не була б я в журбі. Якби не ти, сумна я б не ходила, якби не ти, не була б я в журбі. Ти приходи, коли я твердо сплю, ти цілував заплакані очі і говорив: не плач, не плач, люблю. Ти цілував заплакані очі і говорив: не плач, не плач, люблю. А навесні якай зазеленіє, і мої очі збудяться зі сну. Щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день, так ніч була б я без журби. Щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день, так ніч була б я без журби.
Traveling a little south of the border, that was the Luna Band from New York City, from a CD made, oh, a few years back. And that song was Sedit Yevcha, A Girl Sits by the River. And before them, you heard Andriana Gnapp, who is also from the United States, from New England. And that is an original composition, Ya Lublu, I Love You. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. I love potato salad, and I bet you do too. Ukrainians make a great potato salad. Potatoes are plentiful in Ukraine and are used for many, many dishes in Ukrainian cookery. One of their favorite summer salads is potato salad with a cooked sour cream dressing. Radishes are served as is or added to potato or vegetable salads for texture and flavor. The radish is the root of a plant in the mustard family. It's mainly used as a salad vegetable. They vary in size and color. They are round, oblong, or long, cylindrical, or tapered, in colors ranging from a creamy white through pink, red, white, and red, purple to black, and weigh from a fraction of an ounce to several pounds. Their flavor goes from mild to peppery. The radishes favored by North Americans and the Europeans for the greater part are the size of a Bing cherry. Ukrainians love radishes in potato salads. Now get your pans ready for the recipe. You'll need the following ingredients: 3 cups diced cooked potatoes, 3 tablespoons finely chopped green onions, 1/2 cup diced celery, 1/2 cup diced cucumbers, 1/2 cup sliced radishes, 4 hard-cooked eggs chopped, salt to taste, 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup sour cream dressing. Lightly toss the vegetables with the eggs, add salt to taste, and enough salad dressing to moisten. A good tip is to soak the radishes in ice-cold water. This will make them really crispy. Now for the sour cream dressing. You'll need 1 tablespoon flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 egg, 3 tablespoons vinegar, and 1 cup of sour cream. Mix the dry ingredients, blend in the egg, cream, and vinegar. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly until the mixture thickens. Chill thoroughly before using. Try it. You'll love it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Води напився, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться.
За нею Іванко, як барвінок п'ється. За нею Іванко, як барвінок п'ється.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Best Supporting Actress nominee Vera Farmiga, is of Ukrainian background. Her Oscar nomination was for her role in the film Up in the Air with George Clooney. Vera Farmiga grew up on a farm in New Jersey, the second of seven children, the daughter of Ukrainian immigrants. As a child, she attended Saturday Ukrainian school and did not learn English until she was 6 years old. Attending Syracuse University, she majored in drama, then lived in New York's East Village, and eventually appeared in stage, TV, and film roles. You can find out more about Vera Farmiga on the Ukrainian Weekly newspaper website. Check the Ukrainian Weekly archives on their website for January 10th, 2010, and you'll find a full-page article on Vera Farmiga.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, brawl in the Ukrainian parliament sparks debate. And who will be the new Andrei Shevchenko? I'm Keith Perron. Last week, we reported on a fight that broke out in the Ukrainian parliament, the Rada, over the upgrading of the status of the Russian language. This has now opened a debate in the country, as we hear from Alexandra Molokolop.
This brawl erupted unexpectedly after the country's parliament adopted a controversial law upgrading the status of the Russian language. About 1,000 protesters clashed with riot police in central Kyiv, defending the state Ukrainian language.
This violates the constitution. The Ukrainian language is a symbol of our sovereignty, which they want to ruin. You cannot do this to the people or to the country.
The pro-Western opposition tried to meet the president. However, the meeting resulted in chaos when police fired tear gas, trying to push the protesters away from a building where President Viktor Yanukovych had planned to hold a news briefing. Protesters splashed water at riot police and pelted them with bottles.
I personally felt the gas on my face. There was blood too. People were ready to stand still till the end.
The move to upgrade the official role of the Russian language has been a sensitive question for post-Soviet Ukraine, where Ukrainian is the state language, while Russian is the mother tongue of a significant number of people. Opposition MPs tried and failed to physically stop the speaker from calling the vote, provoking scuffles with members of the ruling party. The attempt, however, failed. Pro-Western lawmakers say president is adopting desperate measures to mobilize votes in predominantly Russian-speaking parts ahead of the October election.
The president has seven times changed his opinion about the state language. Now it's all about destruction, people's attention from social and economic problems, from stolen billions.
Now, as analysts say, the language law has turned into a critical point in Ukraine politics.
The president's annual press conference failed to withstand such an onslaught, and for the first time ever, the president's speech has been postponed. The head of state meets the leadership of the parliament instead. Meanwhile, the head of the parliament has already resigned from his post.
Dazed with the last events, the president forecasted early parliamentary elections if the parliament's work is not stabilized. However, his opponents say the stability lies in the language law, which the president can now either sign or veto. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
With Euro 2012 over, what is next for Ukrainian football fans? The country's football star, Andrei Shevchenko, hopes that because of the increased awareness for the sport, the future of Ukrainian football will be big. But the question is, who will be the new Andrei Shevchenko? We have this special report from CNN International's Jim Bolden, who spent a week in Ukraine as part of the series Eye on Ukraine.
Will one of these teenagers be the next Andrei Shevchenko, the next football sensation to lead Ukraine? Or maybe one of these youngsters? Now that Ukraine's month-long co-hosting with Poland of the European Football Championship has come to an end, the country is counting up the costs and benefits of the tournament. And for a specific example, look no further than this renovated football pitch for school 216 on the outskirts of Kiev. Andrei Shevchenko has come back for the dedication. He first played here 27 years ago.
It's a great feeling, you know, and it's my old school. It's a pitch when I started as a child, and, you know, I feel his energy, and it's a great time for me.
Shevchenko's foundation paid for part of the cost to transform what had become a dirt field with rusty goalposts into this. Nike spearheaded the renovation.
Companies like Nike can come in. The government's been great in helping facilitate having it built, getting access to making sure we get all the right authorizations. And I think where you can actually have those public-private partnerships, it's really where you start to see the power of what happens when you've actually got a collaboration.
Ukraine received negative press ahead of the tournament, but fears of violence and racism were unfounded. To the delight of the man, all these kids have come to see.
And I think the people did great job, you know, and the all the fans, all the people who's coming towards the country is just happy.
But now, the 35-year-old Shevchenko has hung up his boots. The country needs a new hero to carry on his legacy.
You see those young men out there. Did you see the next Shevchenko?
Why not? Maybe right here, maybe in different places in Ukraine. I hope so. We have very good talent, young players.
17-year-old Eldar Bodrov hopes to one day take penalty shots in one of Europe's biggest leagues.
What club would you want to play for?
For Manchester, Real.
Manchester, Real Madrid, the big clubs.
Yeah.
So you have high ambitions.
Yeah.
It's one thing to build all this, invite the media, and have the country's most famous sportsmen sign footballs. It's another to make sure the gates stay open. The real test for Ukraine's football legacy may come in a few years, when locals peer down from these towers and see if the kids still have access to the pitches and dreams left behind from Euro 2012.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
from Ukraine, the charming, beautiful, and highly talented Anichka, and a song called Majoran, which is growing very prolifically in my garden now that summer has arrived here on the west coast of Canada. And Majoran is oregano. And before the break was Zubrivka from Toronto, from their CDs Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and Nese Halya Vodu, Halya Carry the Water. Up next is Mondrev from Ukraine with Oresya.
Ой, не ходи, ходи, Орисю, на гору, на лиску. Не ходи, ходи, Орисю, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи на лису гору, а грай на сопілиці. Бо на горі, на лисі, туман над ярами. Бо на горі, на лисі, чорти з відьмаками. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой. Ой, дріці, дріці, там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, там шугає така нечисть, що гріхи дивитись. Чорнороги, круторогі, очі як лещата, жінка в нього чорна жаба, бридка та вусата. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, от такі жінки в кунцарських вайні молодиці. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці, от такі жінки в кунцарських вайні молодиці. Чорт зубатий та багатий, хоч кльову дівку, може їй платити златом та водить до шинку. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на приниця. Ой, гой, дріці, дріці, ой, гой, дріці, дріці. Не ходи, Орись, на гору, а чекай на принця. Лай, лай, ла, 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 ла,
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
This summer, the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria is showcasing the work of a renowned Canadian painter and visionary with the new exhibition, William Karelic, The Messenger. Running through September 3rd, William Karelic, The Messenger is the largest survey of Karelic's work ever mounted and the first in almost 30 years. It includes loans from galleries and private collections across Canada, as well as from Great Britain and the United States. This exhibition drew record attendance at two other venues, the Winnipeg Art Gallery and the Art Gallery of Hamilton. William Karelic, The Messenger is an exclusive run and Victoria is the last opportunity to see it before it is disbanded. Recently, I spoke with the curator who organized this remarkable exhibition. Her name is Mary Jo Hughes, and the artist who is so familiar to Canadians, particularly those with Ukrainian roots. Thank you so much, Mary Jo, for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
And we don't often realize the personal cost to artists who create such beautiful and meaningful work. And I was surprised, although probably I shouldn't have been, that like most artists, William Karelic was quite a tortured soul.
Oh yeah, he was indeed. He suffered greatly from anxiety and depression throughout his life, and it seems that he then was able to focus that the pain and the suffering that he had from his mental illness and focus it in a very creative way that helped him to be the artist that we know and love.
William Karelic died some time ago, and of course the Ukrainian community is very familiar with his work, the little pastoral, idyllic kind of Ukrainian-Canadian version of Currier and Ives. So it's not just the Ukrainian community that this appealed to, though. It's, with all these collections, private collections all around the world. So who put together this exhibit? How did it come about?
Well, it came about when I, at the time that I decided to do the exhibition, I was working at the Winnipeg Art Gallery in Winnipeg.
Oh.
And of course, there's a huge Ukrainian community there. and many people interested in William Kurelik and very proud of William Kurelik, and many people who collected his work. So it seemed like a very natural thing to present his artwork in a big way, especially because it hadn't been done, as you say, in 30 years. At the time, this was probably about 7 or 8 years ago. It was more like 22 years, but nonetheless, nobody had looked at his artwork in a big way and looked at a whole survey of his career. And the problem being, his work is spread across Canada. So in order to do the best survey that we could, we had to borrow from collections, private people who just love William Kurelik, the National Gallery, the Art Gallery of Ontario, Montreal, all number of institutions, public institutions across Canada, but also from London, England, from New York, other places in the United States. His work has gone there, and people appreciate his work because although he's very much rooted in his Ukrainian heritage, and that comes through very clearly in his art and in the stories he tells, he has a larger universal appeal that deals with memory, nostalgia, his struggles with mental illness, and of course, his interest in Christianity. And he was a very solid Roman Catholic. Following his breakdown, he was in a hospital, in psychiatric hospital in London for 7 years. He converted to Roman Catholicism, as opposed to Orthodox, which was how he grew up. And from that point on, his art really communicates a message. And although he was Roman Catholic, the message isn't strictly Catholic. It's Christian for sure, but it's really about being a good person and not being so hung up on materialism, getting rich. He reminds us to be good people and to be thoughtful people. And although the paintings appear to be lovely, nostalgic pieces, if you look closely, you can always find the message coming through.
So you really, really like William Kurelik. This was basically you initiated this exhibition.
I did, but I have to let you know that immediately it became a partnership with the Art Gallery of Hamilton because their curator, too, was very interested in William Kurelik. And, of course, Kurelik's family eventually settled in the Hamilton area. His parents moved from the Winnipeg area to just outside of Hamilton, where they farmed in their later years, and all his siblings grew up there. So there's a huge contingent of his family in Ontario, and they also had a great collection at the Art Gallery of Hamilton. And then I moved to Victoria, and I brought the project with me to Victoria, but we kept Winnipeg and Hamilton as partners. And it really reflects the fact that he is an artist of national significance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's not just of any one area. Like some people mm-hmm. think he's just about the prairies, but he saw himself as a Canadian, as a Ukrainian Canadian, but certainly traveled from coast to coast, painting all the different people of Canada.
And not just Canadian appeal, but international, because you mentioned you've got pieces from private collections in Great Britain and the United States. Now, how did you manage to connect with these private collectors?
Well, it was a bit of I like to describe it as being like a detective work. You're a curator. You know where the obvious pieces are. It's, you know, you go online and you can find out, you know, the National Gallery has all these significant pieces. But finding the private collectors is trickier.
Mm-hmm.
And one source that was of great use to us was William Kurelik's dealer, who's Av Isaacs. And he's a very well-known dealer in Canada who in the 60s and 70s was really the number one supporter of Canadian contemporary art. And he more or less discovered William Kurelik in 1960 in Toronto when Kurelik applied there for a picture framing job. And he discovered his paintings and exhibited his work for the rest of his life until he died in 1977. And so Av Isaacs is still alive, and we used him as a source for finding out who he sold the paintings to.
Ah,
so
excellent.
Even though it might have been 30 years ago, in some cases we, you know, found the original owners of the paintings because of Av Isaacs' record keeping. And in other cases, we were then sent on wild goose chases.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the international work, again, it was talking to people, reading things. There's a lot of references in different places. Like, for instance, you can go online and you might be reading something about depression and studies into, you know, mental illness. And sometimes you find the you find things like references to William Kurelik's painting called The Maze, which he painted when he was in one of the mental institutes, one of the psychiatric institutes in Britain, and is now owned by the hospital in Britain. And so we tracked that one down. They wouldn't lend it to us, but then we found out that William Kurelik painted a second one for somebody who helped him write his autobiography, and that's down in the United States. There's a painting at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and we found that one by reading a newspaper story from the 1960s where the curator, the director curator from the Museum of Modern Art, was given the opportunity to bring back to New York one Canadian painting from this big exhibition at the Art Gallery of Ontario. And he could have picked any number of modernist artists that were really big at the time, but he picked a William Kurelik painting.
Wow.
So we tracked all of these down, all these significant works, and this is the first and last time for a long, long time that you're going to see all these works together.
Wow. So you did quite a bit of detective work, definitely. For people who are interested in Kurelik's work, though, there's not a whole lot of detective work involved if you want to find out more, because all you have to do is Google, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of articles on him, a lot of interest in people from all camps that you can find on the internet. But one thing I'd like to point people to, if they don't have the opportunity to come and see the exhibition, they can at least look at the website, because part of the project was creating a website, and all you have to do is type in Kurelik.ca. And basically, there's the virtual exhibition right there. You can see everything that's in the exhibition and read up about it. There's activities. There are little film clips. We even created a new film for this project to do with his studio that was in his house in Toronto. That recently his widow passed away and the family sold the home. And so before they dismantled his studio, a filmmaker went in and taped it, filmed it. And we create this little 5-minute film, and you can see it on the website, about his studio. It was fascinating. It was only, I might be getting the numbers wrong, but it was no bigger than 6 by 5 feet. It was a tiny little space in his basement, and he created it originally to be a bomb shelter. Of course, it was the Cold War.
Oh.
And he was convinced that the world was going to hell in a handbasket and we were going to get bombed. And he wanted to save his family, not just to save his family, but so that they could survive the apocalypse and go out and continue the teachings, the Christian teachings that he felt were important. Unfortunately, the city of Toronto wouldn't give him a building permit for the bomb shelter, so he gave up on that, and he made this little space his studio. But I'll tell you, it was his downfall, because there were no windows. There was like a vault door, and he sat in there, and he painted for years with that door shut, inhaling the fumes of the paint and all the chemicals. And, you know, all of his sisters and brothers lived to ripe old ages, but he died at age 50 from cancer, and they know it's from the chemicals of his painting. So, you know, he really did, I think, you know, die for his art, but he was such a prolific painter that in those, you know, brief 20 years that he was actively painting, he painted thousands of works, and thousands of really significant works that touch people very deeply. So he really succeeded in something.
Mm-hmm. This exhibition is, you've got films, you've got all kinds of stuff, and you can get an idea on the website. But if somebody's in the area on the island coming to visit Victoria, it is tourist season, and you've got all kinds of different activities too going on through the summer. Can you give us an idea of some of the things that are going to be going on revolving around this exhibit?
Well, sure. It's on right through Labor Day, so it really is on all summer. And I encourage anybody who's in the Victoria area to go to the exhibition. And I guarantee you will not be disappointed. It's a very big exhibition. It's very dense. I've had people say, you know, I'm going to have to come back again because the paintings just lure you in and there's so much to look at. And there are activities right in the exhibition. There is a family activity, art making activity area where we explore William Kurelik's use of photography. So that's a fun thing. There are drop-in tours throughout the summer, and you can find out information about that at the AGGV, the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria website, which is aggv.ca. So there's a couple of drop-in tours a week. There is special tours. We have the artist's son, Stephen Kurelik, coming Thursday, August 16th to talk about more personal links to William Kurelik, and we have a film screening that night as well. So, and other people coming to speak on the exhibition. It's really a rich opportunity to learn more about this artist and just have one's eyes really opened up to somebody that we think we all know. We think we all know his happy, you know, Ukrainian Christmas paintings or schoolboys, you know, playing out in a field. But there is so much more to see. And I've given several tours this summer, and people at the end always say, I had no idea. And I literally have not had anybody who's disappointed in the exhibition.
Well, I'm going to make the trip down for sure to see it from Nanaimo. And anybody else on the North and Central Island, a great reason, not that we need a reason to go to Victoria, but this is absolutely a great reason to visit the art gallery and to see a classic mm-hmm. Canadian great painter and or his work.
Yes, and a painter who I would say is easily as important to Canadian art history as Emily Carr, as Tom Thompson. He will go down and be remembered as, you know, one of the top artists of the 20th century.
Indeed.
So now's your time to go see him. Because I doubt if you'll see much William Kurelik in British Columbia again, because most of the collections are on the prairies internationally or in Eastern Canada. So it's just a really nice opportunity for us to see this.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it. Like I said, it's got me fired up to come down to Victoria. So hopefully other people on the island, people visiting the island who are coming over the summer to Vancouver Island, make sure to stop into the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria and check out this exhibit, William Kurelik, The Messenger. So just before you go, Mary Jo, can you give us the details on where in Victoria and when the people can see the exhibition?
Yeah, they can see the exhibition any day of the week this summer, all the way to Labor Day, at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, which is just outside of downtown, up Fort Street and on Moss. And the exhibition and the whole gallery is open every day, 10 to 5, except Sundays it's 12 to 5, and Thursday it's actually open till 9 p.m. So there's lots of opportunity to get in there and see it. The admission is $13 now that we include the HST for adults, and there's it's cheaper, of course, for children and seniors. And I'm telling you, it's worth it's just regular admission to get in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again, Mary Jo, for sharing this information, all this insight into this remarkable exhibition. We'll see you in Victoria.
Okay. Thank you.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB, and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM. If you're a time shifter, you can catch the podcast on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes, and online you can find us at www.nashholos.com. Please drop by for a visit and take our survey, join our mailing list, and please like our new Facebook fan page. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Сам себе не дуре, але щось мудрого до голови бере. And our proverb of the week translates as, ceasing to fool oneself is the first step along the road to wisdom. Well, that just about wraps it up for today. So to take us to the end of our program, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the Seven Steps. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.